So this is Daniel, and the topic is page 63, The Spiritual Gifts and Promises. Okay, Daniel.
Hi, everybody. Well, first of all, I'm just really happy to be here to talk to you today and to see the faces I know and those I don't know, and even the little squares with people's names. I get a lot of comfort. As you can see, I use he, they pronouns. Specifically, I am trans and I'm also non-binary. So you might be confused, but you know, if you look there, it'll just say he, they. Hopefully we don't talk in third person anyway. But that's important to me today because it's actually part of my recovery process. So that's why I bring it up. And luckily in the BBA, we get to bring in what we might call in other programs outside issues. Today, I am going to bring in a bit of specificity about my work. That's part of why Jeff invited me as my sponsor and as the sponsor, this speaker seeker for this meeting. He was really jazzed for me to share some specifics. So I'm going to take my sponsor's step guide's instruction on that as well. Okay, yeah, so here I am today. Those who know me, I mean, it's my home group, but there's also people who don't know me. And so hopefully if you've heard anything before, anyway, I'll just give a brief summary, which is I'm 48 years old. I'm almost 49 now. So I'm closing to 50, which hopefully is middle age for me. I'm hoping to live to 100 or more, but let's see how that goes. And yeah, I spent a lot of years in Al-Anon, and much like many people, I got a lot of, first of all, love and community and a lot of healing out of that. And at a certain point, I ended up where I was still holding on tight for dear life, and I needed to deepen my understanding of my higher power and my recovery. And I was given that opportunity through BBA. So someone I met in Al-Anon brought me over to work these steps, and then in this way. So I've been able to deepen that healing experience. So yeah, I'm just super grateful to be able to do this, because I was really at the end of my rope. Because the thing is, it's like I was at the end of my rope always, I feel like, but particularly when I crawled into Al-Anon. But then if you have this durational thing of like seeking healing, seeking something, and then it's just like 10 years of just like still feeling like you're holding on tight. It's like, why should I have believed when someone approached me like, look, I know you've done all that and it's been taking you so far, but this will be a game changer, this particular way, I believe, for you, knowing you. Why should I believe anything's going to work? You know, it's kind of like, if you've tried, I think a lot of people could maybe relate. It's like, well, the great news about this process, the step-by-step thing of it, is that I didn't really need to already believe in anything, because it, you know, we spend 11 weeks or however long it is in first step. So sequentially, it just like the proof was in the pudding always for me, especially in this process. So I didn't have to take anything from someone else's word, only from my experience. And I think particularly, I don't know if we have any newcomers to this particular process, but we do turn all of the sentences in the big book into questions, so we can ask ourselves, is this true for me? So by the time I get to this page 62, and I'd like to just dive right into the paragraph down there. I mean, I guess I would say, like, I had spent my whole life since I was probably 8 or 9, considering whether I wanted to live or not, and also having repetitive self-hating thoughts, which no matter how many different meditations or sobrieties or different things, there was no relief. And I'm testifying today to say that those have been gone, and they've been gone for like at least 2.5 years. And it's from this process particularly. Of course, I do other outside helps. I do all kinds of things, but that never stopped that tape going. And it was literally just God and this process that relieved me of that. And so, yeah, I want to talk a bit about how, yeah, that's one of the things which it'll come up in this paragraph here. So I'm at page 62, the last paragraph of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm going to read them as kind of questions, a mix here. So this is the how and why of it, the why it works. First of all, and then the question is, do I have to decide to quit playing God? In my case, yes. Did playing God work for me? Now, playing God for me is like trying to control myself and my own mind, for example, to stop the thoughts or whatever, but also trying to control other people around me. Next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. God is the principal. We are God's agents. God is the parent. we are God's children. Do I believe that these ideas are good and that this concept will be the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which I will pass to freedom? So there's a few questions at the bottom there, and the middle one really struck me. Am I ready to make this decision that hereafter I will represent what God would have me be? So this was proposed to me, and it's only in retrospect when I look back and I go, I think that's what's happening for me. It's like the things that are happening in my life today are not what I would have thought I wanted to happen or could have made happen or anything like that 2.5 years ago. So I'm definitely like taking orders from my new agent here, or I'm the agent for this principal. And yeah, the way that looks for me specifically is right now I'm an actor, and I had suffered, I mean, it sounds dramatic, but I did suffer trauma from transphobia within my workplace and bullying and hazing. And that was starting like 15 years ago in a very way that I felt very publicly kind of, it was hard, you know, and I went into a kind of hiding. It replicated things from my childhood of being bullied and being neurodiverse. It's like a bullying kind of thing happening to me always anyway. And then all the abandonment stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And I kept feeling, especially when these thoughts are telling me that somehow there was something intrinsically wrong with me that was causing, whether it be my abuse in childhood or whether it be the work life stuff, and then some kind of perceived failure of being able to pursue this career to go further after kind of doing pretty well for a moment, you know? And so, yeah, when I started working on these steps, I didn't realize that like today I'd be like, oh, I got a job again, working in that field. And I have kind of started to, I started to use he, they pronouns, which is something just my inner community ever used for me in the last 20 years. But I decided to, now that the regular society was ready to embrace these ideas that we have been pushing for so long, I decided to come out with that. And also, I pursue some trans health stuff. And all of these things would have seemed A, too overwhelming. B, I had such a narrative that everything was too late for me in terms of career, in terms of transition stuff, in terms of like being misgendered, like I'm too old, it's too late. That was kind of my idea before. And so all of these things happening now in a way that I feel won't cause me that kind of harm because I experienced in the past, because it's a different time in the world, but also I have a lot of support and care today, you know, through friendships and through demanding, like, or not demanding, but just only really wanting to have people around me for real support that I can trust. And I can love other people from a distance, but in terms of my community today and the kind of supports I have through the 12 steps rooms and other things, is really a game changer for me in that way. So I'm going to walk into something I think I would have been way too afraid to do. And I feel very protected. And I feel like this process of doing this 10th and 11th every morning for me is like, gives me my instructions and I just try to follow them. And fears come up and then I have a way to process them, you know, and all of those voices, maybe for a moment they chime in and then they are gone. It's like, it's such a different, and I'm not having to do anything to create that happening. So that's why I give the credit to this higher power in this system of working these steps. So let's look at page 63. When we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. I had a new employer. And then the question we're asked is, do I believe that a being all powerful, which at this point I do believe that the creator is love, you know, the goddess or they, them, for me, creator is they, them, and non-binary and everything. Do I believe they will provide what I need if I keep them close, if I keep God close and I perform God's work well? So again, I'm coming back to this idea of God's work. It's like in the past, I thought, well, it's kind of egotistical to want to be an artist or to want to act or to take up that kind of space when I have certain privileges as a white person or as a, you know, I had so many stories which would stop what God gave me, which is my gift of creativity as an artist, even calling myself an artist. I didn't even do that till very recently, even though I've made a living at that since I was 19 years old. So it's like these kinds of things where it's like ways of denying myself. It's denying God. It's like denying the beauty that God gave me to project into the world and trying to kind of cancel myself or even in a way annihilate, you know, when I think of killing myself quite often, which I used to do, it is like one of the more intense things of annihilation of the self, you know, that would be the equation. All roads led to that basically before. And that's no way to live, as we know. And it causes a lot of pain for others too, because, you know, if you have to cry and call people all the time in real desperation, and you just feel like off a cliff and it's going on durationally for decades, that's not a way to live, you know, and as normalized as it can be for some of my community. Yeah. Okay. So going on from there, do I believe, I must keep God close and perform God's work well? And do I believe, established on such a footing, I could become less and less interested in myself and my little plans and designs, and more interested in seeing what I could contribute to this life? So, like, you know, specifically, I think what Jeff was asking, in a way, for me to share is like this idea of myself as an artist, which is something in the beginning that he said, you know, well, let's see where this goes, but maybe things you think are impossible now you will feel the urge to do that, if that's your gifts, you know, that God wants for you. So it's not on my terms, it's not on my timeline, you know, like I said, I'm almost 50. I could have had this whole thing, someone could say, was like a failure trajectory or a loser, or all these stories I told myself. It's like, but it's on God's timing. So, and it's to be of service. Today, I understand that these gifts are not narcissistic. I'm not a megalomaniac because I want to share my creativity as a musician or as an actor, as an artist, you know, now I'm being given that opportunity. So the way that it came about, the very place that I had suffered the bullying and the hazing, which was very intense, was in the workplace environment. It's that same workplace, but they're asking me to come back and they want to do it in a reparations way. I'll be able to speak with the network of all the things they did that was transphobic in the past. I'll be able to, in a meta way, work through the character themselves, who's going to then stand up for themselves. Like, it's hard to explain all the details, but I just want to say it's not something that normally happens in that business, as we could understand the moral questionability of that world. But as I know, what I've been told by this book is that I will be protected. I can go anywhere. I can go into a world that I know is generally quite narcissistic and morally corrupt, and I can bring my gifts and they can be protected, and I can do it in a way that is with integrity today, that won't be about, you know, putting myself in situations that aren't safe for me, that kind of thing. And so I was too afraid to do that before this way of working the steps. And now this, I was presented with this opportunity in the last couple of weeks, and I've decided to trust God and go there and to bring the message that I know from these rooms into a world where, yeah, a lot of that isn't going on. You know, it's not a lot about like being kind and loving and tolerant and these pledges that I make every day with my 10th and 11th, you know, but those places need that too, you know, and I think it's I'm really grateful to be able to be working. You know, we're told we can learn to be, you know, sustain ourselves. Like, I've had a very hard time sustaining myself as an artist who was having all these complications that I explained. So there were times I've been hungry. There were times I've been homeless the last times. There were times that I wasn't able to sustain myself in a way that I like to, that I could be there for other people, you know, cooking for other people, having a place for other people to stay, those kinds of things. And a lot of that has really been turning around for me through this process. So, do I believe that God will provide a new power, which will and it will flow in, and it will enable me to enjoy peace of mind, which I described before? I mean, that's a miracle to have this thing just stop, like someone pressed stop on the old fashioned cassette player. It's not there. I keep thinking it's going to return because it was there so much of my life, but it really hasn't, you know, and then I don't have to do anything for that. I don't have to do, you know, an hour of deep breathing every day and hike and do all this other stuff to try to get away from it. It's just simply removed by this higher power. I will discover I could face life successfully, and I could face spiritually sick people successfully. That's an amend. I don't know if that comes from my sponsor or from the guide, but it says, as a controller fixer, I particularly will be able to face life and spiritually sick people in situations successfully, and become conscious of God's presence in all of these situations. That I could lose my fear of today, tomorrow, and the thereafter, and the hereafter, because of course those are the loops. It's like, okay, if I suck, and the world sucks, and then annihilation is only answer. That means today, tomorrow, and the hereafter, but also yesterday, all the regrets, worries, and everything, gloomy thinking, you know, having that be gone, then I can just simply share the good news, basically, that we're here to be kind to each other. This is the way I see it. We're here to be kind to each other and help each other, but not in a codependent way. I've got to keep the focus on myself as a controller fixer. I've recently amended my 11th step to also ask my, like, in some of the paragraphs on page 88 or 87 to say, am I keeping the focus on myself to be the best that I can be, not like on others? Am I being sure to not try to help and fix others because it doesn't work, and to put the focus on God, basically, and on the things I'm into, for my peace of mind. And so I'm almost finished here, but I just wanted to say that the little amend, the little thing that it has next to the paragraph that we get from the workbook, it says, these are some of the great promises usually felt as soon as this third step decision is made. So made their decision to turn our will and life over to the care of God, as we understood God, my Vedan, goddess God. So I guess that's pretty much it. I tried to kind of pack it all in. I hope I said something useful. And if there's any newcomers here, just wanted to say, you know, I know the word, sometimes the word God or all this stuff, like, I don't know how people feel about it, but for me, I'm just, it's a shorthand for love. It's a shorthand for all the things of the benevolent, like feeling that everything's going to be okay. And that there's like, that there's a fabric of love that unites everything. That's what I mean when I say God. But you don't have to know who God is when you start these steps. I found out, I could find out who God is and myself as a seed of God through this process. So yeah, that's what I would say. Thank you so much for asking, for having me here.
Thank you very much, Daniel.